This is the ancestral territory of the Aikofan community of Sinangwe, at the entrance of the Amazon Basin in Ecuador. For generations, this indigenous community has lived off of what the rainforest provides, from food to medicine and boats. But when they discovered that their territory was being invaded by gold mining projects all along their river, the isolated community took action, men and women.
We also have the right to protect, care for, and patrol our territory, to identify the most impacted areas, to tell the state enough, enough contamination, enough of putting our territories in danger.
But their indigenous patrols weren't enough.
We began going to the capital, to the mining ministry, to see what was happening. And we discovered that the government had approved 52 mining concessions for 25 years. There was never any consultation, nothing.
With the legal assistance of the NGO Amazon Frontlines, the community brought a lawsuit against Ecuador's government. Al Jazeera was visiting the community when they received the Supreme Court verdict.
You've won.
The unprecedented ruling obliges the state to consult communities over oil and mining projects that impact their land and to seek their consent. It applies not just to this indigenous community, but to all those all over the country, many of whom suffer massive environmental damage from the oil industry, the country's largest. The ruling is a blow to the government's ambitious plans to double oil production and significantly expand mining, most of which take place in the Amazon.
Now we can see this movement spreading across Ecuador and spreading across the Amazon, because what's happening in Ecuador is actually happening all over the Amazon.
Ecuador's Mining Association insists that responsible mining is imperative for the country's development.
This is an indispensable industry for human beings and also for our economic welfare. We don't oppose consulting communities, but we oppose being discriminated.
The tiny Sinangwe community has won a huge battle. But it may not necessarily have the last word, since the court ruling does leave room for exceptions in the name of overriding national interests. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera.